He's big, he's powerful. Please help me welcome the superhero, Melvin.
Hi.
It's good to see you, Melvin.
Oh, thank you. It's nice being here in our nation's capital.
So you're a superhero. Yes! What is your most outstanding feature?
My costume.
All right. It's a very nice costume.
Thank you.
Yeah. What does the D stand for?
Oh, that's my theme song.
You have a theme song. What's your theme song?
Da-da-da-da.
And where'd you get the costume?
That, my friend, is a superhero secret.
eBay?
Damn it! How did you deduce that?
There's a tag on the back that says eBay. It's as plain as the nose on... Oops, sorry. All right, so you're a superhero.
Yes.
And do you fight crime?
Yes, of course.
Ah, what kind of crime?
The bad kind.
So what have you done lately?
Today, I was battling a terrorist.
Ahmed?
Yes.
And what kind of battle?
Checkers. And every time I'd get a king, he'd blow it up.
So what'd you do?
I issued a verbal threat, and then Walter gassed him.
Well, Melvin, do you have any powers?
Yes, really, aha.
Like what?
I can fly, really, aha.
How far?
How far can you throw me?
You have any other powers?
X-ray vision, really, aha.
Well, can you see through something practical, like clothes?
Oh, you're sick. Yes. I love looking at boobies. That's a beautiful pair, and a... I'm glad I'm wearing loose shorts. Oh, I forgot. I can't see through silicone. What? They're good ones. Those are super hooters. If she had a theme song, it would be ta-ta-ta-ta. If she had a costume, she'd have two D's on her chest. Yeah, I can look, but I can't touch.
Why?
I'm lactose intolerant.
So, Melvin, you can fly and you have X-ray vision.
Yes.
Those are the two same powers as Superman.
Yes.
Can you stop a speeding bullet?
Once. Shut up. It hurts like hell.
Can you leap tall buildings in a single bound?
Why the hell would I do that? There's not a lot of call for that.
Superman does that.
Show off. He could avoid all the fuss and just walk around the effing thing. I can't curse. I think the president should.
The president?
Yeah, think about it. We've had the A-bomb, we've had the H-bomb, now it's time for him to drop the F-bomb. He could go, hey, terrorists, F you!
So about this, like Superman, do you change clothes in a phone booth?
What?
Superman does that too.
He's got a lot of issues, doesn't he? You know, my wife met Lois Lane once.
Really?
Yeah, she said she acted like an H-O-R-E.
You mean a W-H-O-R-E?
What's a whore? Is that like a Klingon?
So you're married?
Yes.
Does your wife have any powers?
Yes, really, aha.
Like what?
Well, once a month. Comes evil. And I cannot defeat her. Our children run in terror. Our big dog cowers under the couch.
You have a big dog?
Actually, I borrowed your chihuahua.
You know, Superman has a dog.
Yeah.
Krypto.
Yeah,
he has all the same powers as Superman.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
If Krypto sniffs your crotch, it'll suck your lungs out your ass. If he humps your leg, you'll be in traction for a year.
Do you have an arch enemy?
Pinocchio.
Do you have a weakness?
Cupcakes. Ah. And porn. Well, not at the same time. I need a free hand.
So look, when there's a problem, Melvin, how are you summoned?
Oh, I'm making a deal with the commissioner to light up the sky with a spotlight of my symbol.
Ah, what's your symbol?
A big nose in the sky. Trouble is, sometimes it doesn't exactly look like a nose. It's not a cupcake either.
Da-da-da-da! So are you friends with other superheroes?
Some of them.
How about Aquaman?
No.
I like Aquaman. He can breathe underwater and talk to fish.
Yeah, great. He has all the same powers as SpongeBob.
How about the Hulk?
Why you like the Hulk?
Well, the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets.
Yeah, like every white trash guy on Cops.
I like the Flash.
He has no powers.
No,
he's on meth.
Catwoman?
You know, I used to date Catwoman.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but she gave me something I had to take medicine to get rid of. And boy, does it itch. And now it burns when I fly. Da-da-da-da! It's the terrorists, I tell you. I look like Lex Luthor. Can you put it back?
Sure.
Okay.
There we go. What's that?
Da 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 da. Kinda sucked.
So do superheroes date each other?
Yeah, we date mortals sometimes too.
Really?
Did you know that Superman was dating Rosie O'Donnell?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he had to quit though because she got too big. He took her on one flight and threw out his back. Kind of embarrassing when you're flying a girl around Metropolis and your feet are still dragging the sidewalk. Da-da-da-da. This looks like a job for Slim Fast.
All right, one last guy. How about Batman?
Oh.
What?
Grown man in a rubber suit running around with a young boy. I don't have to have X-ray vision to see what the hell's going on there.
Yeah, I've always kind of wondered about some of these superheroes and their young men sidekicks.
You have 5 men in a suitcase. And one of them's on a stick. Who's sliding down the proverbial bat pole now? If you had a theme song, it would be la 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 la.
You know, I have a wife and kids.
So does Tom Cruise.
so I fired my current manager and hired a new one. He's actually here this evening, and before I go any further, he wanted to come out and say a few words. We're getting to know each other. He's getting to know my audiences. I think you're really going to enjoy him because he's a smart guy. I really respect him. Please help me welcome my new manager, Sweet Daddy B. Sweet Daddy. No, no, it's not Flea Daddy. It's Sweet Daddy. Well, I'm happy to call you my new manager. I'm what you call a player in a management profession.
Right.
Pimp. You're a pimp? That makes you the hope. I'm not a whore. What do you do for a living? Make people laugh. Make them feel good, right? You the hoe. That's not right. Why do you do what you do?
Why? Because I enjoy it and it's the best way I know to make money.
You the hoe. Wait a minute. What if I said I do it only because I enjoy it? You the dumb hoe. So what ideas do you have for my career? First thing I gotta do is school you in street.
Street. Word.
What?
Word. What word?
What? You said word.
Word.
What word? Oh, snap. What the hell? Dog, word is like, I heard that.
Heard what?
Oh, shit. Dog, you're not white, you are neon white. You so white, you make Barry Manilow look like a brother.
Wait, I like Barry Manilow. Woo,
are you gay?
No.
I heard about the lotion.
I'm not gay, you just white.
Yeah. It's all good,
yeah. Look, do you think this is gonna work between us?
Let's make an analogy here.
An analogy.
If we were food, I would be a fine summer wine that would be divine anytime.
What about me?
Every good wine needs a cracker. Oh, that's funny shit right there. You gotta laugh at that shit. Got a fine hoochie mama right here. Hello. You looking to go home with some real wood? You like it. I need these short, but it ain't my feet holding me up.
Sweet Daddy, what are you doing?
I'm trying to find me some hoes, dog.
Some hoes? Oh, you mean women. Oh, I got it. Okay.
Word. Don't you ever do that again. I don't know what the hell that was. He just embarrassed the hell out of everybody. Even the white folk are sitting there going, what the fuck was that? You know, us black folk got a saying. Stay black.
Right.
I got some advice to you.
What?
Stay white.
Right, look, I know a lot of white people emulate the African-American culture to make themselves seem cooler.
Yeah, us black folk got a word for that.
What?
Irritating. So I say it again, and it goes for most everybody in this room. I stay black, you stay white.
Right.
As for my Mexican brothers and sisters, you learn English, motherfuckers. How about that?
In the suitcase. Look, Sweet Daddy, who are some of your other clients?
Ooh, I can't tell you that.
Why?
I gotta protect their anonymity.
Well, give us a hint. How about some initials?
OJ. Oh, shit.
So you have some athletes and former athletes.
Oh, sure enough.
So you like sports.
Oh, yeah,
I like sports. Let's talk about sports.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about the hockey strike we had not long ago?
Do what?
You know, the hockey strike.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, me and Arnold Brothers were laying around the hood every day going, oh, Lordy, what do we do to no hockey? Thank the Lord we got NASCAR. NASCAR, that's another dumbass cracker sport. NASCAR is very popular. I know that. I just don't get it. What's a grown white man going 500 miles in a circle? What the hell? What kind of 3.5 hours is this? Look, they're making a left turn. Oh, they're making another left turn. Oh, they're making another left turn. I wonder what's going to happen next. Go to commercial. Come back in 10 minutes. You ain't gonna miss a fucking thing. Hey, is that the dude that Walter was talking to?
Yeah, right there.
I was talking to him outside before the show. Really? Uh-huh. He was dishing me on my threads.
Oh, he didn't like your clothes.
That's right. And then he asked me how come my name is Sweet Daddy.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I said to him? What? Ask your mama.
Don't get all up in my grill, dog. You know, this ain't just me up here.
And if I'm not funny, it's not my fault. See, dog, I'm kind of like coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah. Before you experience my brown goodness, I gotta go through a big-ass white filter. Shreddy.
So, Sweet Daddy, do you like the audience here?
Oh, I love your crowd, but I feel a little bit outnumbered. Is there one other brother in the house tonight? Oh, yo, dog, run! Start up the car. I need you out back after the show. It's like we're at a Dwight Yoakam concert or some shit like that.
Look, Sweet Daddy, before you go, why did you choose me as a client?
Because you're safe. I'm what? I got a lot of clients end up in jail and in trouble. I don't see you putting your ass in jail anytime soon.
Well, thank you.
Unless, of course, they make lotion illegal.
Will you please drop the lotion?
Okay, but I ain't picking it up anywhere near your ass.
There's Sweet Daddy D.
This is him right here. This is it. This is your enemy. That's it. Oh, look, check it out. Look, look. It is my arch enemy. I love this. This is fantastic. This is just little JD, the dummy of me. Oh, you forgot his mask. Get the mask out. Get the mask.
He has a mask. Yeah, he's here, senor.
Okay. Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the loser.
I am the loser.
Peanut, wait, wait, he has to say it again.
I am a loser.
We got it. And why do you think this is funny?
He's a loser. And it's you, senor.
I know that. Yeah, it's Dunham and Dunham-er.
We are the losers.
This is stupid.
Ask him about his powers, senor.
Yeah, yeah, come on, ask him. I'm not talking to a doll.
Oh, come on, ask him about his powers. Please, senor, come on.
All right, all right. So, loser, what are your powers? You talk to a fucking doll, you're a loser, oh my God. You need a big L on your forehead, too. Okay, so does he have any powers?
Nope.
Losers.
All right.
He's just like you, except everything is smaller.
Not everything.
Okay, so does he have one power at all?
Yes, he has one power.
What is it?
He can repulse Linden with a single sentence. Watch.
I am a ventriloquist.
So does he do anything?
He plays with dolls.
That's me.
And he plays with himself for hours.
That's more him than me.
Does he have a secret hideout?
Yep.
The closet.
All right. Two words.
What? Blue Prius.
All right.
Senor, that is Spanish for I drive a gay car.
The loser cruiser.
I don't like the name The Loser.
You're right. He probably isn't really a loser.
Thank you.
I say we get a new mask for him that's shaped like a W.
Okay, I am the wuss.
Okay, I'm curious about something.
Shoot.
Every superhero has an archenemy.
Yes.
But so does every villain.
That's true.
So does the loser have an archenemy?
Of course.
Only one.
Who's that?
The evil, the ruthless, Al E. Loney.
Get it, Al E. Loney?
I got it.
And there's only one superhero who can save me from Al E. Loney.
Who's that?
He's strong, but stupid, wealthy, but easily manipulated.
And that is?
New Husband Man.
But she's not that stupid, right?
Well, legally, per the agreement, I'm not allowed to talk about this.
But we can?
Yeah, you're good.
How you doing, little Jeff?
Doing fine. So here we are at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, and I know I'm supposed to come up here and talk to all the nice folks. Why is there a little Hello Kitty on the freaking stage?
Well, it's kind of covered up, but this is my humidifier.
Jeffy's voice. Oh, you're getting pissed now. That's funny as hell. You realize you're getting pissed at yourself. I know you're getting pissed. I can see it in my eyes. So why am I here?
I want you to demonstrate.
Demonstrate what?
What you can do.
Oh, great. Yay, fantastic. This is so much fun. Okay, here we go. Watch closely. It goes like fast. Ready? Here we go. Mouth. Ah, la, 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 la. Eyes. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Head, Van, I fucking done. Hey! I'm sorry. What am I gonna do this? I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna demonstrate me, then put me back in a box and sell my ass. This sucks! How much am I?
What?
I mean, what? Why the hell do you say what? You know what I say, because you're thicker than they say. Don't say what? We all know what's fake. Fine. How much am I?
$95.
$95 for this? What a ripoff!
Well, there's more in the box.
Oh, now it's like a freaking infomercial. There's more? Jeff, how could there possibly be more? We don't know how you do this.
What else is in the box, Jeff?
Well, besides you in the box, there's a DVD.
Of what?
Lessons in Ventriloquism.
Why?
Well, if somebody purchases a little Jeff and they want to learn ventriloquism, or if they have a child at home.
That's a great idea. Yeah, if you have a kid at home who's a total social outcast, sucks at sports, girls won't talk to him, give him a fucking doll. Do with the included DVD, can teach himself ventriloquism, then go to school and do shows. Yay! Then 2 months later, free of charge, he'll send you another DVD on self-defense. Because if he does this crap at school, he's going to get beat up a lot. A little too close to home there, Jeff.
What else is in the box, Jeff?
Well, only at the live shows like this evening when you purchase a little Jeff. Also inside the box, I've included an 8x10 photograph of myself and Ahmed that I've personally autographed.
No one cares. What is that?
This is also in the box.
Porn? You should include porn in a box. You'll sell more dolls. Little something for everybody.
This is a book on how to do ventriloquism. That's great.
That's a real page turner.
What else is in a box, Jeff?
Well, in the back of the book are three routines that I wrote.
It's great. Why?
Well, if somebody purchases Little Jeff, they can learn ventriloquism from the DVD, then memorize one of these routines, and then pretty much instantly be on stage performing.
It's great. You know, Jeff, sometimes I lie awake in bed at night, wondering to myself, what's truly wrong with our country today? Not long ago, I think I figured it out. There's not enough ventriloquists. But now, with you selling the Little Jeff dummies and the DVDs on how to do ventriloquism, there's gonna be a lot more ventriloquists. You're helping to heal our nation.
Is this sarcasm?
Yes.
So what I would like to do this evening is to perform one of these three routines.
Please, sir, may I help you do that?
Okay. The routine that I picked to do this evening is one that I wrote as a tribute to the comedy team Abbott and Costello.
Huh?
Their most famous routine...
There you go.
Their most famous routine was one I really enjoyed listening to as a child, and this is pretty much my nod to them.
It's great. Why do you have the book?
So I can read the routine.
Okay. Didn't you write this shit?
Yes.
Okay. Just seems like these nice folks spend a lot of money on their tickets and maybe you could take a couple minutes and fucking memorize. So you're gonna read your lines?
Yes, I'm gonna read my lines.
Okay. And somehow, having never seen the book, I'll just know mine. Yeah, let's all pretend the little dummy's actually reading a book. Oh, did I fuck up the illusion? Sorry, Mr. Copperfield. Ta-da! Poof! Now what are you doing?
Trying to get to the correct page using just one hand.
You can do it, Forrest. Run, Forrest, run! Hey, you better hurry before your cat runs out of water. Because as we all know, there's nothing worse than a dry cat.
That was too close.
That's what she said.
All right, so the first line in here says, how are you, and in parentheses, figure's name.
What the hell's a figure?
A figure is the ventriloquist's politically correct term for the word dummy, so you're technically a ventriloquist figure.
No. From now on, we would like to be referred to as wooden Americans. We're gonna need some land and slot machines. I'll become Chief Little Jeff and you're gonna be dumbass. Oh, we can use Hello Kitty for smoke signals. Well, you've always said you wanted a hot smoking pussy cat. Cat! Pussycat, I said Pussycat, meow, meow, meow. Pussycat, meow, meow.
You ready? I guess. All right, here we go. How are you, little Jeff?
Kind of sad.
Why is that?
Everyone makes fun of my dog.
What's wrong with your dog?
Nothing.
Then why do people make fun of him?
He has kind of a weird name.
I see. Did you come up with a name yourself?
Yeah, my mom lets me name all my pets.
Sure. What's your dog's name?
I forgot.
How could you forget?
Forget what?
You said you forgot your dog's name.
No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I said my dog's name is I forgot.
Right.
Right, what?
You said it again.
Said what again?
That you forgot your dog's name.
No, yes, what's wrong with you?
You just said, my dog's name is I Forgot.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
That's his name.
Whose name?
The dog's.
That you forgot.
What?
Do you have a dog?
Yes,
what's his name?
I Forgot.
How could you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're nuts.
That's the cat.
Is.
You're nuts.
I am not.
I didn't say you were. What the cat is.
The cat is what?
You're nuts.
Stop saying that.
That's her name.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
What's his name?
I forgot.
No one forgets their own dog's name.
I didn't.
Then why do you tell me his name?
I just did.
But you forgot.
No, I forgot.
You're nuts.
The cat.
Do you speak English?
That's the hamster.
Who is?
Do you speak English?
I just asked you that.
That's the hamster.
Yes, yes, what?
I was answering your question. I didn't ask a question.
Yes, you did.
No.
You asked me if I spoke English.
No, I was telling you the hamster's name.
You're nuts.
Meow.
Say goodnight.
And little Jeff. There we go.